Breezy Point is on the far western peninsula in Rockaway, Queens, and was the site of a massive fire that destroyed over 100 homes during the storm. Residents who evacuated are just returning now. WNYC's Stephen Nesson traveled there with Annette and Walter Connolly, who lived at Breezy Point. They've lived there for 36 years.
After hitching a ride with a neighbor in an SUV to drive over the submerged road, the couple walked through the blackened and charred foundations of buildings. Walter stopped in his tracks and surveys the flattened, still smoldering remains.
Oh, God, this is beyond human comprehension, you know. You've seen tornadoes and everything, you know, everything's leveled. But when you see fire...
Walter put his hand to his mouth with tears in his eye. His wife stopped and chatted with a neighbor whose grandmother's house burned to the ground. He was holding a white Corningware casserole dish, the only thing that survived. The Connollys walked over to a wooden road sign that reads Ocean Avenue. Walter's a hobbyist woodworker and replaced all the neighborhood signs 3 years ago.
Walter, here's your sign. Walt.
I do a little signs for the community.
You know, we're amazed on the computer. I mean, you know, on Facebook and whatever. People have this up, and then they have this.
I couldn't believe what I was looking at.
And my friends are saying his sign is up.
The sign is standing.
Walter and Annette were avoiding the inevitable, their own home. Walter designed it and built it with a friend, laying the maple wood floors himself. The facade of their two-story clapboard home looks fine. Inside, though, furniture is shifted and the water line is about 4 feet high in the kitchen.
Yeah, the floors will probably have to go, that's for sure. But, it's in better condition than I thought. Of course, the longer we wait, the worse it'll get with standing water.
Walter and Annette were extremely grateful their house is still standing. Even the china is still on the shelves. For many in Breezy Point, this is their second home. But for Walter and Annette, this is all they have. They're staying with Annette's sister. They grab some extra clothes, leaving their flooded home for now. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.